When you park on Seattle's streets, what you pay to park depends on the time of day and the demand. So how does the city come up with the right algorithm? Well, the old-fashioned way. They count cars once a year in a survey. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
If you're shopping for a yacht, it's probably fair to assume you expect a certain level of comfort. But things get uncomfortable when customers arrive at JK3 Yachts on the western shore of Lake Union, because those customers have to compete for street parking with construction workers, tech workers, and people who live in apartments up the hill. Ken Monahan is one of the yacht salespeople there. He has ways to try to make his clients feel taken care of as they struggle to park.
I mean, it's easier for us to just say up front, let us know when you come by, and just send us a text or call, and we'll come out and get you, or we'll jump in with you, or you can, you know, take my parking spot, and, you know, whatever you got to do. It feels like you're in high school, you know, a little bit of like, who's got the prime parking space, and you want to make sure your friends get it or you get it, right?
The city is trying to make more spaces available by raising parking rates where there's more demand. That's why Scott Lee is out counting parked cars on Westlake Avenue North.
And this one's tinted, so I usually like to kind of come up just to take a look and see. There's nothing in there, so that's just a paid. That's paid as well. Paid.
The city has to count cars by hand because the electronic parking meters don't account for everyone who's parking there. People with disability permits or people in car-sharing cars, you know, those little car-to-go smart cars, for example, they don't have to pay at a meter. Jonathan Williams manages the parking survey for the city. He says the city tries not to change parking rates too frequently.
But if we raise the rates where it's really full, maybe one or two people who could ride together or take transit may choose a different mode that would free up a space.
Williams says the city sometimes lowers rates, too, to help direct people to neighborhoods where parking is underutilized. New parking rates should kick in this fall. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.